This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I begin with this. We are talking about movies, and they're using more words about these things.
Boobs.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I like that.
Something balls. That women are kind of into.
Balls.
Each other. Scissors.
Benoit balls.
What the hell?
Can't talk about them. Keep them out of the Hall of Fame.
All right, so we'll begin with the researchers from the University of Maryland, the University of Pennsylvania,
Beard the Turtle,
Ohio State. They studied over 160,000 English language films between the years of 1970 to 2020. And what they found was something astonishing, that movies are using more words about murder and killing, even when they're not crime movies. So wrap your mind around that.
Yep. I've been telling you all that for a long time.
Why are we so intrigued by that? I know I watch a lot of things about serial killers. I don't know why. I know too
much. Women can't explain why.
I don't know too much about that. I think I...
Like they say, I love a good mystery, but why do you want to watch the ones who show the autopsy photos and all this? Like,
yeah.
The grossest, gross.
Man, I tell my wife this. I'm like, look, I love a good Dateline, but I feel bad about saying it because somebody actually did, you know, die and then suffered a loss. But a good Dateline is a good Dateline. Like,
yeah.
It's like, ooh, it's got all the elements.
Why would you do that to somebody?
I know, man. It's usually for a stupid reason, too.
And I mean, I've just studied so much about that. And I had a roommate who said, please don't tell me about any of the cases that you're looking at. Because, you know, I got my thesis in serial killers. And then when I was working as a reporter, I was approached to do I was looking at the holiday rapist who would kidnap women.
That sounds good and bad at the same time.
And rape them.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
And actually, somebody I knew was raped by this rapist. And it just, I had to walk away from that because it got so intriguing. Because there was another case where they only found a woman was burned and she was put out like in a field. And the only thing to identify this woman was a ring. So it's just like, things like that to put the puzzle together to see who did it. And why somebody would go out and kill many people is just beyond me, but I'm intrigued to study the whole case solve it.
You caught my attention from the title. I'd never heard of that.
What was the name?
The Holiday Rapist.
This is in California.
Is that on the Hallmark Channel?
I don't even know if they ever found him, but he was a...
80 for Brady was about stab wounds.
An older man who drove a blue van. So I kept looking on the road, people in blue vans, and trying to find this person and blah, blah, blah. But, you know... It just...
What would you have done had you, like, rolled up on him? Like, would you call the cops? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up on the H Channel for the holidays, he's roaming the roads in his van looking for lonely ladies.
Well, the thing is
Hey, good looking. What'd you come down here for? I'm looking for the holiday Rampus.
He would drop these women and girls off at schools after.
That oh, was, after?
Which holiday was it? Christmas?
Any of them.
Oh, good Lord.
Any of them. Wow. There's a lot of holidays now.
Man.
And we're getting new ones left and right.
Be on the lookout for the Kwanzaa Killer.
And then when I was...
This sounds like a rapper, actually.
I was...
It does.
Intrigued here.
It's on tour with Ghostface.
Talking to Face. The people from Crime Stoppers, because there's
what
a
is
lot
that,
of...
an ass-faced killer as well? He had too much, he couldn't perform that night.
There are a lot of unsolved crimes here in the Upstate, and I don't want to get into that. But,
sure.
But just to try to get... I like to figure the facts out. But, you know, you have to walk away with stuff like that. And I find myself looking at the things that I watch on TV that it has to do a lot with murder and killing.
I got
to. It's not that I'm, I don't know why I'm so, maybe I just want to solve a problem and find out what happened have some to
kind
these
of,
people.
Yeah, some kind of resolution.
It's not like I want to see exactly what happened to them.
Do you want to murder cosplay?
No, I'm not.
Or role play, I should say.
No, I'm not even into that kind of stuff.
Do you like choking during sex?
No. Yeah. I want to do it for the victim. I want to solve the mystery of what happened.
Oh, I want to do it for myself. Just so I'm not, you know, walking around, you know, not thinking about it all day. And
choking yourself out?
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
That's why some of these unsolved mysteries, these new ones, are tough because, well, they're unsolved. And then they were like really tough. Like I saw one I can't figure out.
What was it?
I guess the short of it is, you know, married couple. She dies. She's in her basement. Blood everywhere. Obviously looks like she was bludgeoned. No DNA on the scene. They got animals in the house. No animal prints in the blood. And the husband didn't do it because he was on camera at a gas station in another province when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what happened. And the cops, the only thing they could determine was, well, she fell down the stairs. There's blood everywhere.
Ugh.
Not from a fall. And I could not figure out what, like,
but
who
did
it?
But you feel the same way about, like, airplane crashes? Like, why did they crash that airplane? I want to find out. Like,
yeah, that's,
I don't
you want to know.
Yeah.
It's putting a puzzle together.
I don't like the supernatural ones. I don't even watch them.
Like the one where they get on an airplane and they come back and it's 20 years later, and that's a TV show.
Yeah, or
I tried to watch it thinking it might be worth a crap.
They got one with Japanese people who say, you know, ghosts of past tsunamis were talking to them, and like I don't really get into those.
No.
So as far as the study, there were significant increases among both male and female characters.
Do they know the difference between beating it up?
I don't think they do.
Like, that doesn't also always mean violent.
Like, getting in them guts don't mean just stabbing.
I think with me and the scariness about people like Ted Bundy is he was in local politics. He was not, you assumed he was a nice person.
He sold shoes.
And you don't know that there's a dark side
as
to these people, because how would you know? Do you know automatically that you're going to be with a narcissist who's going to gaslight you and treat you bad? There are signs. There are psychological signs.
That's another thing I've learned from Tinder is I've seen several women put up there, instead of the red flags, let me give you the green flags.
How about the pink ones?
That's like, you know what? Good point. Don't start off with all the negative. Tell me what you want.
What do you want out of a relationship? And what do you know?
Well, I'm good at cuddling, and I can cook, and my feet don't stink. So
heart eggplants.
There's three green flags.
I've had to look some of them up. I really have. Like some of the, like, whatever.
Banana emoji with an X beside it.
No, not that. Oh, but, like, I saw one the other day that was a pansexual.
I don't know what that means.
It means anything goes.
Like,
right?
Any kind of monogamy. They have the ones where it's like, I told you the one where it said, you will be joining us. And it was a man and his... the woman does the start talk all. And then she's like, but my husband is going to share us. And if he's out of town, I have to call him on the phone so he can listen. I'm like...
Too many rules.
Yeah.
Looking for you, buddy. If you saw our profile, then we matched.
And he's in the pictures, too. And I'm like, God.
He's doing the two fingers and the tongue in the picture.
You and her.
I just want somebody who's fun.
Well, that's why we didn't connect on there.
Yeah, because you're not.
Very boring.
I don't want to argue. I just want to have a good time.
Is that a
just
search option? Fun?
Fun. Yeah.
Hung. Fun and hung. That's
the
what
search
she's looking
options
for.
Don't make sense either. Because I told you the mile radius I have on mine, and then I'll get one that says lives in Turkestan. Or like.
Oh, yeah, bot, obviously.
Yeah, but like, why does that get to bypass? And also, why can't you pick certain little things like filters? Like, I don't want. You can do age and location, but that's where it stops.
Okay. She lives in Nashville. She smells like patchouli, but she works out a lot.
Yeah.
Been known to walk around town with a tool belt.
Has a head shop credit card.
All right.
Oh, we'll put it on your tab. Is that long glass? Fine, take it.
Somebody say tabs?
Twins are in town.
You know what today is? Today is the best day of the week to order pizza.
Oh, my God. Does somebody have to commission a study to figure that one out?
Yeah, Pizza Trends report.
Yo, I'm tired of cooking this week.
43%
trends?
Say it's Friday. 23% say it's Saturday. And Wednesday is a distant third. I just say it's any good day to order pizza. I love pizza. Can't eat a lot because it makes me fat. But I do love pizza.
If you have a Trans Am, do you just call it an Am? And you just drop the front?
Probably.
You know those
appropriately
old boys
do. Speaking.
Well, man, I got an Am. You got a what? And I ain't saying.
You would think Blanky Man would go with that, but he's holding fast to it. He's like, you know what? I got business cards made. I'm not changing it. You can call me Tyranny Man if you want to. I don't care.
Man, look, that ain't what it means. That's what the card was. I already had it made up.
What do you do for a living? Well, I'm in the trans. Missions.
So do you fold your pizza when you eat it? Or do you just
it depends.
Eat the tip?
If it's New York style.
Just a tip. Yeah, I like thin crust, and New York style, like Fat Boy saying. I like when the actual breading of the pizza is a little foldable, and yeah.
I can't like do the pan anymore. It's got to be thinner.
Can't do Chicago style, none of that. No. Can't do it.
Do you like, Paige, do you like to let the slice hang and just kind of lick the tip of it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still go the route of getting like cheese-filled crust and all that?
Nah, my son likes stuffed crust, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
When you take a bite and it's hot and the cheesy stuff pulls off, like, that's the best.
God, you never seen a set of one.
I saw
like
a commercial the other day. I was like, God bless, that commercial is good, but man, but it was Taco Bell does Cinnabon balls now.
Oh, they're great. Oh. You get a 12 count. We get the 12 count.
Great, Dad.
There used to be a pizza place I'm sure it's still there, but I'm not in San Francisco. But I used to go to Bella's Pizza. In North Beach and get a pizza, and I would like to have just a little tiny bit of the crust burnt, just a tiny bit.
Oh yeah,
so
I don't like
crispy.
Doing
the,
it's all burnt now.
I don't like the chains as much anymore, man. I like the more the mom and pops with the different recipes.
Oh, absolutely,
trying those out.
And I would
shout out to Tito's on 291.
Oh man, I haven't had Tito's in forever.
And also Capri's,
Pebble Creek.
I was really sick one time. I had bronchitis, so I got some jalapenos on there. And ate like two pieces of pizza and then put it back in the refrigerator. My roommate ate it, and she goes, "Who puts jalapenos on a pizza?
You zany girls."
And she ate the whole thing. I said, "Well, when did you decide you didn't like it after the last piece?"
She came home with the munchies, is what she did.
That's when the scissoring started.
You know what we should do? We should take a break, and then I'm going to go do a. I'm not wearing boots. I'm doing a tennis shoes on the ground. I don't say sneakers.
Nope.
And I don't play tennis.
Don't slip.
Go do it.
I'll do a tennis shoes on the ground thing. There's nothing to slip on.
I want you to know there's an implied consent or whatever as far as the signs go. You can't sue.
I want you to be careful out there.
Because you're going to go outside, right?
Will you put a yellow rose on the old oak tree?
Please, throw it around.
Okay.
No, I don't want to make fun of the military stuff.
You should be doing that anyway.
I'm sorry.
I don't see those much anymore.
Well, people don't care.
I think they forget about it, which sucks.
Yeah.
Yellow ribbons.
Well, they got used to somebody down on the side of the road and then the city coming in and moving the cross and all the little hearts and everything. And it's like, well, you're distracting people now. It might have another wreck. I'm like, oh, come on.
I do try to read those when I drive
past. I do, too. Somebody took the time to do it. It's like, you know what? It's also a reminder, like, slow the hell down. Yeah. Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys. Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
.com.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. It's real Facebook arguments.
Really is.
Screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s. We never reveal our sources anonymously, you send those in, but we do change the name to protect that of the innocent, the guilty.
Oh, no.
And it's stupid, though sometimes sources will reveal themselves.
They do. They'll call the FOF line to do so. And more on that tomorrow. This is Facebook fussing. All right, here we go. Scene number one, Facebook fussing. Playing the role, and you may have heard about this back before Christmas when I said I was going to debut this name, playing the role of Gwen Ann Barrett.
Oh, boy.
It's freaking Mattman. Playing the role of White Knox is also Mattman. Playing the role of Jaden Danielson is Paige. And debuting the role of Horace Ripken Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
Insert pop here is Fatboy.
Horse.
And action. Gwen Ann Barrett posts a picture of a man laying in the fetal position with the caption, "This some bitch be glad I couldn't find my taser and I just called the cops. Girl, you need to add more to this. Is this real or for prank?"
I think it's Mimi I saw on TikTok or two.
Oh, no. That's my property from this morning, front of my house. Well, you could have shot him then. Ha, 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 ha. Hello. This is so difficult. I can't believe this. I woke up this morning to find some random guy, clearly homeless, sleeping in my golf cart on my property. My first thought was, what if he broke something? I had no choice, though, but to call the cops. This is my property, and people need to respect that. And also, another some bitch stole or hid from me my taser.
Gwen Ann, for real though, that's terrifying. I mean, what's next? Somebody setting up a tent in your driveway? People have no respect these days. Good thing you called the cops before he started stealing parts off of it or something else. LOLs.
No shiz. Do those suckers have galactic converters on them? Hello.
Jade and Daniel's son. Really? Are you being serious? He was sleeping. Not building a chop shop. Gwen Ann, maybe he was just trying to stay warm. Instead of calling the cops, you could have offered him some coffee or let him sit on your porch for a while. A little compassion goes a long way.
Nah, Horace Ripkin Jr., are you being serious right now? Letting a stranger on your porch or even into your home? Sure, why not just hand him the keys of the house while you're at it? And Gwen Ann and that did that smart thing. Calling the cops is what anyone with common sense would have done. Or just jump on it, hit the gas, and sling him off the end. Hello.
Gwen Ann. Sorry, but why do you even park your golf cart on the street like it's a trophy in a neighborhood parade? It's practically begging for someone to mess with it. If you had it in your garage where it belongs, none of this would have happened. And White Knox, I don't know you, but you can kiss lips emoji, a red circle with line through it emoji, sunshine emoji.
I get it, where the sun don't shine. Hello.
L-O-L-L-O-L. That's great stealing like that. That wino trying to steal Gwen Ann's Beard's Club car. L-O-L.
Horace Ripkin Jr., first off, your daddy, the great Horace Ripkin Sr., would be ashamed of your pussitivity the way you are, you woke some bitch. I'll have you know my golf cart is parked there because I don't have room in my garage. And why should I have to hide these nice things like I'm the one doing something wrong? This man trespassed and slept in my cart. Let's just stay focused here, huh?
Hey, Horace, I'm surprised you didn't say that this was a sign to invest in a tarp or something. Or, you know, a ring camera. That's why. That way, next time, we can at least enjoy the footage.
Ha ha ha. I'd watch that live stream, get Chris Hansen to do a cameo, call it bait cart. You did the right thing, though. The last thing you really need to do is invite someone into your house and end up on an episode of Dateline or Your Carolina. Girl on there hot as F, by the way. Hello.
It's called being kind. He wasn't trying to steal the cart. He was trying to survive the night. Would it really kill anyone to show some human decency?
This thread is the reason aliens don't visit us.
Dear God, don't get her started on the aliens.
Screw off! He looked American to me. End scene.
Horace Ripkin Jr.
Horace Ripkin Jr., let me say right now, a tip of the stocking cap to you.
God. I saw myself as a horse doing it.
Wilbur or Ed? Which one?
That is a mix of both. With some Don Pardo.
Don Pardo. Scene number two, Facebook fussing. Again, live video streaming right now. If you're on Facebook, just click over to YouTube at The Rise Guys. That's where it's live streaming, but later on you'll see the taped version. Here we go. We call that live to tape in the business. Okay. Playing the role of Gabe Ruth. Not Gay Bruth, but Gabe.
Gotcha.
Ruth is freaking Matt May. Playing the role of Ricky Mantle is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Horny Rogersby is Paige. And playing the role of Aunt Tifa is Fat Boy. And action.
You know, not a bad haul these past couple of days. I got to say so. I'm just going to go ahead and announce it here. Whoever wants some meat, you let me know. But I tell you this, it ain't going to be free anymore. We can discuss the pricing.
Dude, what the hell?
Yeah, man, did I hear that right? I mean, why the sudden change?
Well, I'll tell you, hunting ain't cheap, and though I do love it with all my heart and soul, I honestly do. I should have said do, because that would have been funny. Honestly, I do get a little pissed off, though, when I just give all this meat away, when I could be, I don't know, making killer money on the side, to be honest with you.
Damn, dude. Well, at least you're honest about it. I don't like
you sound so horny.
I don't like sitting in the woods with my thumb up my ass normally, but I sure like a damn deer burger, so I'll probably buy some anyway.
Dude, I can't believe you're doing this to us right now. We've always shared the meat. It's a damn tradition.
Well, listen, guess the hell what? Tradition doesn't pay for gas. It don't pay for your bullets, your bang bangs, your tree stands, the soap that makes me not smell like nothing. Or, to be honest with you, the time that I take to process the meat. And be honest with you, yet again, for the third time, I'm tired of footing the bill.
Yeah, whatever. I got some meat you can process.
Boy, if your daddy was here to see this, he'd knock the F out of you right now, and I don't mean fudge.
Wow, wow, wow. Hang on now. Don't you go talking about my damn daddy on here.
Newsflash, Needle Peter. He was my brother long before he was your daddy. So I'll say whatever the hell I want.
Well, I'll say this. Don't you be surprised if you pay more than anybody damn else, because I know you eat this stuff faster than a fat guy's butt crack eats underwear in the summertime. By the way, Esma D.
Dude, did you just tell your aunt some as you ate to SMD? Hell, I know this is the South, but you can't do that.
Hello.
Oh, no. I don't want the damn meat. I'll find my own. I'll never buy deer meat. And you sure as hell won't be the first one to sell me any.
Well, all the hell I know is that this ain't a hobby no more for me. And if you get hungry enough, I bet you'll damn pay for it.
But hey, guess what, dumbass? You're the one who wanted a new damn rifle, a damn fancy cooler, and all the other bells and whistles you could have done without. And now you're trying to pass the cost to us? Hell knows what I say.
Dude, it is what it is. I ain't getting in no fight over no damn deer meat.
Yeah, you don't want to get in a fight over deer meat because you ain't going to like what happens.
I think it's what he needs. A good ass beating. A damn good one. I'd be damned if I starve this winter while he lives high on the hog.
Dude, believe me, I know you need to recoup money, but damn, we talking about community here. We've been sharing meat for years. You just can't see a world where we don't share deer meat. It just ain't right.
Well, look, scroll on up. Like I said, what if I said, so you can either cough up some dinero for some meat, or I'll eat it all my damn self. That's to be the truth with you.
Yeah, if anybody would know about coughing up meat, it would be you, Gabe.
He got you there, LOL. Horny don't only like types, LOL, but posts a meme that also says, LOL, but the O in the LOL isn't an O. It actually is a horse's blank hole.
Well, I guess you can kill all... Well, I guess you can kiss his meat goodbye.
Probably ain't the first time you ever said that. What in the hell are you even talking about? I just want a damn deer burger.
Insane.
What in the hell?
You seen those memes where they say LOL, but the O's not an O?
Yeah. I've seen it where it's pocket blanky, too. You see that? What was that doing?
I don't know. It's
Pinocchio.
It's usually a chick.
Oh, boy.
You know the sad part about that? Other than my reading abilities is that those are all real. The only thing different, no, there's not a Horse Ripkin Jr. out there or even a Horse Ripkin Sr. to my knowledge.
Nope.
But there is an Aunt Tifa out there somewhere, and that sucks. That sucks for her.
Everybody's got
poor
one.
Aunt Tifa.
But I will tell you this. What you heard was real. There's real Facebook arguments. The only thing, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hello, The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
They're badass.
The Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down.
Live. Let's see how long I can hold it. Live. From CallRob.com Studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people. Celebrating a birthday on the 10th of January. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. Oh, that was a good suck it. That's a tag team sucker.
Paige had a mouthful. She didn't get to say it. She was having something to eat, not what you're thinking, dirty mind. Chris or Cross?
It's Chris.
Jump.
It's Daddy Mac, not Mac Daddy. Mac Daddy's no longer with us.
Were they similar ages? Like, was one way older?
They were similar in age.
Similar?
Chris Smith.
53. Wiggity wiggity whack.
52.
46.
Oh,
for
man.
Chris Smith.
God, I'm older than Crisscross.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
When I wear my snow bib later, I'll wear it backwards in their honor.
I hate to turn the song off because I love it, but this guy's got...
Guys, your young kids, you rap. It's really interesting, but we need a gimmick. Does anyone have anything? What if they wear do-rags? It's been done.
Gussard.
What if they...
That's a great point.
What do we do? How about this?
Whose idea was that?
Let's put the clothes on backwards.
Okay.
It'd be a fun little
okay.
thing.
Okay.
God, what if they got to pee during the video shoot? I was like, oh, no. Well,
we'll make they'll have their own catheters.
We'll put two flies in the drawers.
Put them on backwards. whose birthday is this?
This is Devour by Shinedown.
Get on. Brent Smith.
It is Brent's birthday.
Yeah.
Who's done a good job of keeping that weight off.
Yeah, he works out all the time.
He's also a nice son of a bitch.
I love him.
Yeah, he's cool.
Nice guy.
I like how he gives you a little story in between songs.
He's a storyteller.
Yep.
He tells stories.
And they record their stuff in Charleston, South Carolina, too.
Yeah, they're true to the South.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them playing this at the Handlebar, this specific song when it kicked in, and that place was jumping. God, that was so cool.
I like this song. This is probably my favorite Shinedown song. I like Boom Lay Boom Lay Boom, too.
No, I...
Because of the story with
it. I don't
it.
Like the Disney song, either. They did one song that was in a Disney movie, and it was... Yeah. The message, I don't know what the message
was. I think this was in Pocahontas when John Smith and they start crossing over.
Sound of Madness. Yeah.
I thought it was when they lifted the little baby line up in the air is when this was playing.
That's when Mufasa fell into the stampede. They started playing this.
Was that The Rock? Nah.
Holds Brent.
Did anybody see the first Nosferatu?
I haven't.
No.
He's
a Dracula.
Well, the second one's out now, Nosferatu. Devour, no one gets that joke. That's twice I've done it, too.
Spike will run you off the road for that one.
Brent Smith is nifty because he's 50.
No, he's not. He's 47.
He is exactly 47 years
what
old.
A mark you are.
She's a Brent mark. She nailed it.
What do you call somebody who likes Skid Row a lot, then? We're Skid Row marks.
A Mark Skid.
Yeah, I like it.
This was
yeah. What's up, Elijah?
This was this lady's biggest hit.
That was great. He probably would love that, actually, if he heard it. I mean, yeah. Go ahead. Kids pop when their names are said on the air.
Sean Colvin. Nope. Song called Sonny Came Home, if you've forgotten it.
I don't know.
Really? I thought you know this song.
I know the song, sure. I have no clue what she looks like. I'll go whatever Paige says.
50.
Song came out in 1997.
Well, I mean, that's when I was should have graduated college.
Should have.
Before I dropped out. Yeah. I don't know if you guys knew it or not. I'm a college dropout.
It takes a while, brother, I hear.
College or dropping out?
Both,
I heard
actually.
Tell of this guy in Pickens that was there for 19 years. So I'm like, God, I can't do that.
He's a legend.
If it took me 6 times to get my driver's license, and that's a truth. That's a shoot.
You're not trying at some point.
That redhead lady in Greer kept failing me over and over. It took me 6
you take
times.
Two so units a,
I'll be in,
a semester.
I'll be in college 30 years at this rate. what did you say, Paige? What was the real answer?
69 years old.
Good God.
Oh, well, that's way off. I'm so sorry.
How old is Sophie B. Hawkins? 80?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hit me with your best shot. Pat Benatar.
It is Pat's birthday. Pat Benatar, it says here.
You've just been Benatar'd.
Hit me with your best shot. Heartbreaker, Shadows of the Night. Should have played that one. That's a fun one.
Girls were like, she was a trendsetter. I mean, do you see that in, was it Fast Times? Where they show all the women that are dressed just like her.
Yeah, I think it was.
She set that precedent.
She will not play this song anymore.
Nah.
In concert.
Well, do you hear what I just said? Bah.
Bah.
Bah. Mine's mine.
You know the current culture that we're in as far as, like, you know, mass shootings that happen on the reg? She'd rather not to encourage that behavior, I believe is what I saw.
That's not what the song is about. We gotta revolt in a sense of saying, no, that's what you think I meant, but as the songwriter, I will explain to you that I meant, bring it. You want to date me? Hit you with your best shot. Maybe it's a pickup line. Some even think it means the end of sex. I don't know. I've never talked to the woman about it. I never thought it was about sex or guns. When you guys saw the Washington Bullets play, did you say, God, I want to go shoot someone now?
No, I just want to see Wes play.
Bunch of hawk.
Bunch of hawk. Where?
Down the hall. Tom's there as well, I understand.
Old Pat. Everybody's there.
You said the other was, the other one was 69, so I would go 77.
Oh, no.
That's a fun number.
Paige and Ella, too.
73.
Oh, she's close.
4.
72.
Oh,
for man. Pat. I like Pat.
He plays this song when he grills, so we'll keep it going. He's got a bunch of kids named after himself.
George Foreman.
Knock off the fat is his phrase now. It is George Foreman's birthday. Senior. Knock off the fat.
How many people have approached Tony Atlas thinking he was George Foreman? And the opposite.
That had to have happened a lot.
That had to have happened. Foreman, I mean, you got to think, 60s, really, really famous in the 70s, though. He was probably mid-30s then. That takes us... I'm going to say he's 83.
78?
Paige is closer. He's still in his 70s.
Really?
George Foreman, 76.
Wow. Oh, man.
Years old today. Now, I don't know if I want to give you a hint. Maybe
people in the 60s and 70s looked way older than they actually were.
Especially in high school.
Very much.
It's so. The hairstyles, probably.
That's some kind of gene reset, man, because you look at 18-year-olds that graduate high school now, they look 10.
Dude. Have you seen the video going around? It shows Charisma Carpenter on stage with Taylor Swift.
No.
Good Lord, that girl is so small. Charisma Carpenter.
She's been around a long time.
Tiny little thing. Like, Taylor Swift's tall, but not like they look.
I like the name Charisma.
Charisma? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there used to be some girl that was on TV in the 90s with that name. Charisma something. I don't know.
Carpenter. That's exactly who it was.
Charisma Carpenter?
Yeah.
It was the same girl?
No, she's an actress from the 90s. You think it is Sabrina Carpenter.
Ah. Why didn't you correct me?
I like to let you stew in it for a little
bit
first.
You do that sometimes. It's like dinner for schmucks. I read the text after the show, and it's like, why won't one of y'all tell him he's saying the wrong word for it? You bunch of haters.
Was Steve Carell the one at dinner with schmucks that had the rats?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a great movie.
You ever feel like in the past you've been the person invited to dinner for schmucks and you didn't realize it at the time? Because I look back and think that sometimes.
Rarely it's happened where I've been in that situation, and when I figure it out, I'm usually a smart ass.
We'll invite the funny guy.
All involved.
See if I remember one specifically. There's a bunch of news people there, and I was like, I did like the weather guy. We had a fun time talking to everybody else. Was all stiff and everything, and I'm like, God, this sucks.
Because I didn't know the weather people like to talk about weather all the time.
That's all I was asking him about. All right.
Hot Rod, Rod Stewart's birthday.
Oh, boy. 82.
86.
It's a big one.
Well, I've never seen the man naked.
80 years old.
Oh, I see.
I was going to see him that last year because he's not going to tour that much anymore. It didn't work out, but...
What, is he doing the stuff again, like the rock, or is he still doing like the? Remember, he went on that tour where he's just doing the. He's doing classical music or something.
No, he was playing all the hits because.
Oh yeah.
He wasn't going to do it much anymore. Happy heavenly birthday, Jim Croce.
Ah.
Would have been 82 years old today.
My grandma used to make quilts in that way.
Linda Lovelace.
She would croce them.
Turned her life around. She would have been 76 years old.
The most famous porn star before the internet.
Happy Sunday birthday, Zach De La Rocha. He's going to be 55 years old.
Come with it now.
Rob Zombie's going to be 60. Dominique Wilkins is going to be 65. Ooh. Howard Stern, 71 years old.
Bye-bye.
Jeff Bezos is going to be 61 Sunday. A lot of people.
He's only 61?
Jeff Bezos, yeah.
Christ.
Young when he started Amazon. Listen, the people, man, that passed away Sunday, which would have been Kirstie Alley, Rush Limbaugh, both would have been 74.
Man.
Smoking Joe.
Oh, I met him.
Would have been 81.
Like, met him in Lilana at the National Sports Car Collectors Convention. Same one I met Pamela Anderson and Tommy Morrison. Remember you said, did you shake his hand?
I'll tell you what.
You met Pamela?
She looks better now than she did.
She was appearing at that thing.
Very sweet.
I know she's doing her not wearing makeup kick, but she looks good still.
She looks beautiful. I want to see that movie.
I think more and more women should do that. I tell Paige all the time about like that pressure that women get to put on makeup. Like, a lot of you look way better without it. Like, you're at some of you look like real bad without it.
Well, you can wear makeup and make it look natural.
Yeah.
Some of you look like hell.
Not cake it with
I just used a little bit of blush today. You thought I was sitting over here drinking, but no. It's not gem blossoms.
Rouge on your cheeks.
You gotta blend your foundation, buddy.
Rouge. Yes, I used the one from Mulan. Great Disney movie. Moulin Rouge.
Rouge.
You know what? I'm running out of steam. I'm glad the show's ending. I'm now thinking like, okay, do I need to go to the grocery store? I don't necessarily need anything.
You better go get some bread just to be on the safe side.
I don't need a lot of bread now.
Yeah, that's true. What would you get? Get some pork rinds. Get some milk. Check out almonds.
I get tortillas.
Get milk.
Yeah. I eat the little stuff like that. I don't usually almond milk is what I would get, yeah. Okay, so I will go to the grocery store.
Yeah, get something.
Just buy jugs.
I'm
going to
buy all
milk.
The cinnamon rolls and milk I find so that guy from the FOF line can't find it.
He's going to get pissed.
If something with the weather pisses you off, this is a great reason to promo the FOF line. 864-241-4318. The way the world is, it'll be 88 next Friday when we play these. And
just go buy all the toilet paper.
I already have. Yeah, that's what I was doing during the break.
Dang it.
I need some. Actually.
I went down to Sam's and loaded it up. Drove the Planet van down to get it all.
My next dump might be sponsored by Odyssey.
Oh, Lord.
Let's grab one on the way out here.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're back to using that one ply, so be careful.
Yeah.
I thought I'd accidentally painted my fingernails a moment ago, but no. Hey, listen, be careful this weekend. For real, we want you to be back.
Careful driving.
Don't get out showing off if it does do anything and whatever. Just, you know.
Don't do it.
Even if you got four-wheel disc and a winch and all that stuff, maybe if you want to go out and help people,
Maybe anyway. If you can't text and drive, like you're really good at it, don't do it.
Don't do it. I'm really good at it. I mean, really, like I eBayed and drove the other day.
Oh, no.
But I'm driving. A professional driver, so I did it 6 times. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Rise Guys. Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. We'll be right back.